It is Thursday, and that means it's time for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. And today, he's got his eye fixed on the storm clouds gathering for the Detroit Institute of Arts. This particular growing cloud comes from the north, from Oakland County. Daniel, before we get into that, set the stage for us. It was only a year ago that voters in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties said yes to something very important to the DIA. Fill us in again.
They said yes to a millage increase on their property taxes that would be funneled through three separate arts authorities created in each of the three counties that would go to the DIA only. And one of the concerns was that any tax money from Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne would not be funneled into the general operations of the city of Detroit or to pay off debt. Well, we fast forward a year, and there's been real concern in these counties that somehow their tax money would in fact go to retiring debt for the city of Detroit, now in bankruptcy. And this week, County Executive Brooks Patterson and the Arts Authority in Oakland County said that if any piece of art is sold to satisfy debt, or at least in some lease arrangement or lease buyback type of thing, that their $9.8 million, which is an annual estimate, to the DIA would stop flowing. And I think it's very safe to say that the same thing would happen in Macomb and Wayne. I do know that there's been a meeting this week between the DIA officials in Macomb County to discuss this issue.
Mm. And how much are we talking about, Daniel, for an annual chip-in for those three counties?
About $22 million. Now, that's estimated based on current millages, and if property values continue to increase over time, that number could go a little higher because it's a percentage of the property value.
So what do you hear from DIA officials? This kind of feels like the warning shot across the bow from Brooks Patterson and the Oakland County Arts Authority.
Well, it is the warning shot, but I think it's also a help. You know, if you look at the bankruptcy and you've listened to chatter all around the state, a lot of people say, what do I care about the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit? It doesn't affect me. And I think this is very real to people in the three county area, because they now have a vested interest in the museum, and they're kind of acting like it. So in a sense, you have some people that are kind of throwing their weight implicitly, I think, behind the DIA, and it's bipartisan weight. You have Brooks Patterson, one of the most prominent Republicans in the state, and certainly Mark Hackle, an up-and-comer in the Democratic Party, and good old Democratic Wayne County, per usual. But nevertheless, I think you have a situation here that changes the dynamic a little bit. But I think that they're very concerned at the DIA that if they are forced by the emergency manager through bankruptcy to do anything that appears to be shoveling money out, pushing money outside the walls of the DIA, that this flow of cash will stop, and they will be unable to fill the gap through fundraising in a very difficult and uncertain environment.
In fact, you quote DIA's Chief Operating Officer Anne-Marie Erickson using the term death spiral.
Yeah, she and I have been having that conversation for several months now, I think at least going back to Mackinac in May, if not earlier. This has been a real concern of theirs because they realize the political fragility of this whole situation with the counties, and they're trying to impress it upon Kevin Orr and the people around him. And, well, you know, as we all know, both Kevin Orr and the governor have said there's no plans to sell the art, but they always qualify it at this time. Mm-hmm. All this being said, they are obligated to value all of the assets that the city holds, and that includes the DIA and its holdings.
So that's what this whole Christie's appraisal is about.
Exactly. But it's the kind of the unfortunate thing about all this is that the asset that everybody continually talks about is the DIA, and about Bruegel the Elder's wedding dance and Diego Rivera's murals of the Detroit industry, which were donated by Edsel Ford. They weren't purchased by the city, but they are owned by the museum. Therefore, I think it potentially could be at risk. And the Van Gogh, I mean, that's what everybody talks about. They don't talk about the Joe Louis Fist downtown, or the Spirit of Detroit, or Belle Isle so much, or the vintage cars that are packed away under plastic bubble wrap, all of which are city assets. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of things potentially at play here. But I think the DIA is a singular asset that could not be replicated today. And I think that's what people need to understand.
We're talking, as we do every Thursday, with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, looking at the threats against the DIA. And now that Oakland County's Arts Authority has said the sale or lease of a single piece of cash would imperil almost $10 million in annual taxpayer funding from Oakland County. And as Daniel points out in his column today in the Detroit News, you could count on Wayne and McComb to follow suit quickly. And you talk in your piece, Daniel, about the differences between this dilemma the DIA faces and what was happening just a very few short years ago as the Detroit Symphony was on death's doorstep. Talk to us about the differences.
Well, I use it as an analogy kind of deliberately. You know, if you had a symphony that disappeared because of bankruptcy or difficult conditions, or let's say it was owned by the city and mm-hmm. you got rid of it. Once you get back up on your feet 5 years from now or 3 years from now, you could marshal some money and go out and hire a hot young conductor and recruit some musicians and give them an opportunity to come and play in a symphony hall here, and you could restart the whole thing. You couldn't do that. Once you sell Bruegel's Wedding Dance, which was painted in the 1500s and was bought by the city in the 1920s, so they've had it, you know, 90 years. Or the Van Gogh, which was painted, I think, in 1887, you can't get these things back. The Detroit Institute of Arts was created at a time, a golden age of Detroit, when the wealth that was being generated through industry in this community was enormous. And it's no accident that you go to like cities like Cleveland and Boston and New York, the finest museums in the country are in the northeast quadrant of the United States. They're not in the newer parts of the country. And there have been efforts to try and recreate these kinds and create these kinds of museums, and they really haven't been successful. The question is why? Why? Because the art's not available. And as soon as the first story broke about the DIA, people both at the emergency manager's office and at the DIA were fielding calls from sheiks in the Gulf, from Russian oligarchs, from people all over the world with more money than God, saying, is that stuff really for sale?
Because I'd love it in my collection.
I'd love it, and I'd like to put it in my house, and no one will ever see it again. And I think I understand what the arguments that people are making about the assets, but I think people have to recognize that this is really part of the heritage of this community.
But we still have to say you've got you know, retired firefighters who are worried that the pensions are going to be cut at a point when they will never be able to make that up again. You've got, you know, they feel they're right. being hung out to dry. You have creditors who feel they're being hung out to dry. Can art and talk of the cultural jewel really stand against that?
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, you know, I think that's what makes this so difficult. I mean, if you're a firefighter or a police officer who is either in retirement or nearing retirement and sees the prospect of having your pension cut by, I don't know, 30-40%, you look at this and you're not going to be very sympathetic. And that's a very real concern. The question is, are there other places to be, are there other assets that could potentially be liquidated? I think the problem for the DIA is that you know, it's kind of the old line about why do you rob a bank? It's because where the money is. There's a lot of value potentially that sunk into the DIA, so that makes it it puts it in the spotlight in a way that's very uncomfortable for the people involved and for its benefactors. But it is what it is, mm-hmm. and efforts to shield the collection have been unsuccessful, and now would be too late. So, you know, we'll see what happens and whether they're actually going to do that. But this story is going to be alive for some time, this aspect of the story, I think. And I think we can bet on the fact that creditors are going to use the eligibility hearing in October before Judge Rhodes, and probably the confirmation plan of adjustment hearing in March to make this point and to say, look, they've got more value here than they are offering us, and they're not making it part of the package.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, his piece in today's Detroit News, DIA Tax, Detroit's Heritage at Stake. As always, good to talk with you every Thursday, Daniel. Thank you.
Thanks very much.